When I asked Idahoans to share with me stories on how high energy costs are affecting them, they responded tremendously with poignant examples. With more than 1,000 emails about energy, it's important that we keep this dialogue going. Congress must tackle this all-encompassing problem. It's delayed action for far too many years, and now our Idaho families and all other Americans are hurting every day in decisions about filling the gas tanks, purchasing food, participating in family events, and many other activities that we may have taken for granted. As a member of the Senate Renewables and Energy Efficiency Caucus, I've long been advocating for a comprehensive approach to energy, one that integrates conservation methods into our lives, encourages renewable and alternative energy use, invests further in research and technology, as well as nuclear energy, and increases utilization of domestic energy resources. I look forward to the conversation in July during our iTown Hall meeting, and I know that this input will help me to push this issue forward with my colleagues in the United States Senate. It's easy to participate in the upcoming iTown Hall, which will be held the evening of Wednesday, July 9th, starting at 6:30 Mountain, 5:30 Pacific. You can sign up for a call by visiting my official website at http://crapo.senate.gov. Clicking the iTown Hall icon on the home page and then following the sign-up instructions.